Here's a thought about what they see. Not what we intend to put in our photographs, but what our audience might see. Sometimes we can just fail to connect with people. They just don't see what we would like them to see in our photographs for reasons that have absolutely nothing to do with us, that have to do with what they bring to the viewing of a photograph, their personal history, their experiences in life. I learned this in a somewhat painful way in my youth when I showed a picture that I had made in a small town barbershop. Here was a young boy, he was probably 3 or 4, something like that, sitting on a booster seat in the barber chair getting his very first haircut, and he was panicked. He didn't know what was going on, and he was crying and screaming, and here was the mother and grandpa holding him in the barber seat so the barber could cut his hair. And the kid's screaming, and the parents are looking concerned, and the barber's looking flustered, and I thought it was a great photograph, sort of small-town Americana thing. I showed it in a group, however, and one woman just lambasted me, because the grandfather happened to be holding the boy in such a way that he had his hand on his leg and his finger was pointing directly at the young boy's crotch. Now, I'm sure the grandfather did not have evil intentions. The barber didn't. The mother didn't. I didn't. But the woman who was looking at the print was very incensed that this was such a sexually violent, forceful image because this kid was being held down against his will and crying while the grandfather's finger was coincidentally pointing at the young boy's crotch. And I realized that there was nothing I could do to change this woman's opinion or her thoughts about what she was seeing, that what she brought to viewing the photograph, I have no idea what that is, but I can guess, was something that was not in my control. That's going to happen the minute we create anything. There are people who are going to thoroughly misinterpret it because of what they bring to the interpretation. And I think the only thing we can do in that case is not let it upset us. We can be concerned for the individual. We can care about the individual. But they have things they need to work out, and there's sometimes nothing we can do to help them. So we just have to make our artwork and know what our intentions are and not be too concerned if people completely misinterpret it.